Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Chatting about COVID-19 and vaccinations, there's nobody better, of course, than our station's doctor, the doctor to our station, the doctor we always turn to for advice and to tell us more about what's going on. And that's none other than Dr. Daniel Israel. He's a general practitioner at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates. Doctor, very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, Chad. It's a weird thing in today's day that you have stations have to have doctors, huh?
Well, it's so good that we've had people such as yourself during these 2 years. It's been somewhat of a comfort to be able to speak to the experts. You've made up a panel of people. You, as a person who's on the front line as a GP, have been able to tell us what's happening on the ground. And of course, we've also consulted extensively with the different experts on air so that our listeners can get up to date, relevant, and most importantly, true information rather than rumor, conjecture, and outright fake news. So chatting about that, Doc, just before you came on air, I was just mentioning that CIRA, which regulates the security industry, have put together a COVID incentive program for security officers to get vaccinated. And it's not that it's too little too late. I'm just glad that they've jumped on the bandwagon, that they want to see which is the biggest employer in the private sector getting on board with getting so many people vaccinated and incentivizing people. And I think it's very valid considering our conversation today, because I think we're seeing an increase in COVID infections since February.
Yeah, so Chad, on the incentivization, we saw this in America first, where there was that vaccine hesitancy and they were trying to get people to vaccinate. But we also saw it in South Africa. We know that companies like Wimpy, Discovery, and there were a couple who did incentives. And it's a strange thing. You would think that people want to vaccinate because they want to have less severe COVID if they get COVID. But often they just need the little tangible, whatever it is, rewards or incentives that help. And like you say, I think that should actually be something going forward. As long as it's overt and we're not, incentivizing kids at schools without telling parents and things like that, because that's not, ethical. But with overt incentives, I think that it really just motivates people to get the vaccine done. So it is interesting. And then talking to your second point, yeah. So we had a chat about this a couple of days ago about where things were going, but the reports have shown that over the last 2 days there has been an increase in the positivity rate. And we must remember, positivity rate is probably the most important measure to track, because it normally deals with the same type of people who are being screened, people who think they're sick or screened for travel, or it's the same proportion of people. And as that positivity rate goes up, it can be a sign of cases going up. And we've seen the positivity rate, just in perspective, it was in February, it was 4.5. Sorry, not February, end of March, it was 4.5%. And it was now, it's 8.6%. It's been 8.6 and 8.7, and it's really gone up the last 3 days. Now, those sound like very similar numbers, but if you're talking about on a broad population base or a big sample size that you're screening, that's really quite a lot, a few thousand numbers. So we are seeing the numbers going up, and the truth is that a lot of people have said they expect the numbers to go up.
Well, it's an interesting phenomenon, because we're going into winter. There's a lot of conditions during winter which can, I suppose, be confused with COVID. But what we're actually seeing is that people are being tested. They're going to their GPs, they're presenting with symptoms, they're assuming perhaps it's something less severe, and it turns out that it is in fact COVID. But I suppose what's encouraging is that the majority of these tests are coming back as being the Omicron variant rather than being something more serious like, say, Delta.
Yeah, they're almost all the Omicron variants. I think it is quite challenging for clinicians that, there's a big increase in RSV at the moment, which we've spoken about it before on the slot. It's a respiratory virus, and there is an increase in metapneumovirus, and maybe some of the parainfluenza will probably follow. So the difficulty is that, as you said, a lot of the symptoms overlap. So I do think that the challenge is on the doctor's side often to have the suspicion on when to test. We are trying to keep this pandemic under control and not ever let things shut down again. So that's why it makes a difference to test, because if you just let it run, you will end up with you know, sicker people in this like move to more cause things to close down more. And we don't want that from an economic and social perspective. But as you rightly say, it's really nothing to – I wouldn't be panicked even if the cases went up significantly at the moment, because we're dealing with a mild variant and we're dealing with largely vaccinated people, certainly in our communities. So as we said last time, nothing to panic about at all.
Well, with that, because that's very positive, I'm going to end our little slot. I look forward to chatting to you next week. I'm back on air Monday and Tuesday. You have a great Shabbos tomorrow and a great weekend to follow, Doctor.
You too, Chad. Speak to you then.
Thank you so much.